Bob, how big was that one for you?
Well, you know, you're looking for something to ignite the offense. You know, a lot of our big boys got some big hits today, so certainly no more at the end than Manny, who's got a flair for the dramatic. We all know that. So it was a good one to put away after, you know, obviously looking like we had it in the ninth.
Is this the type of win that can spark a ball club? And get
without them? A doubt. You know, you pick up your teammates, too. So, you know, Hader's going to close plenty of games for us. You know, some things are just kind of meant to be. We come back and pick him up, so that's what good teammates do.
It just seems like nothing has been easy, and this is another example of it, but you fought through it.
Yeah, you know, all year. I mean, all year hasn't been easy for us. So at some point in time, hard's going to pay off, in my opinion.
How about the catch by Profar?
Game saver. I mean, we've seen Pro do so many things like that, whether it's throwing guys out. I mean, he's on his way to potentially being a Gold Glove left fielder the way he's played this year. That was a game saver there, and then is the guy that gets on base to ignite the rally, too. So he's done plenty of great stuff for us this year.
No surprise to see Manny be the hero tonight, but you also had Soto get his first home as a Padre. Josh Bell chimed in as well.
No doubt. I mean, those are the middle-order guys that we're going to count on, and they all came through today. You know, two hits from the first four spots in the lineup. You know, RBIs, production, so what we got them here for, and they all showed up big for us today.
I know it's early, but how would you say that Soto's kind of power and his patience play off one another?
And energy. I mean, he brings a lot of energy to the dugout. I mean, every game, every inning for him, you know, you watch him when he comes in from right field, you know, all the outfielders, he slaps them, gives them five when they come in every inning. There's just he's a ball of energy, and you see it manifest itself at the plate, too, with every pitch, every take. You know, he's into every at-bat, every pitch, and, you know, it just kind of oozes that type of energy.
How have you, I mean, it seems pretty good, but how have you noticed him acclimating himself here?
Oh, he's great. Look, he loves playing baseball, and you come here and play in front of, you know, 40-some thousand every night here. It's a great place to play. I've heard him say that a couple times. Fans love him here. Acclimating very quickly.
What did you see with Hader that may have been a little off tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit of command troubles. You know, velo in the fastball was good. Slider had sharp break. It was just more command than anything tonight.
Was it difficult trying to figure out how long of a leash you were going to give him when you didn't have it?
Yeah. So, you know, the pitch count for me was really getting uncomfortable, getting up close to 40. I know he's able to do it, but, you know, once it gets into a tie game, I'm not going to have him go over the 40 pitch mark.
And you sort of had to use him yesterday. I mean, he hadn't pitched in a week almost.
Yeah, it was 5 days off for yesterday. Yep.
Feels like forever ago, but Joe's performance tonight?
It was fantastic. I mean, that's vintage Joe, what we've seen basically all year. You know, predominantly almost all left-handed hitting lineup. You know, didn't walk anybody. Struck out just enough when he needed to. Big strikeout to end the inning. And what was it, the fifth or sixth? So, yeah, that's the way we've seen him perform basically, you know, for most of the season.